Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Completing the Deal is a comprehensive guide by Matt Anderson that delves into the intricate world of mergers, acquisitions, and capital raising. In an era when businesses are constantly seeking growth and competitive advantage, understanding these financial maneuvers is essential for company leaders, investors, and anyone involved in the corporate terrain. Anderson brings his vast experience in the field, offering an insider's perspective on the complexities of these transactions. The book is structured to provide both theoretical insights and practical applications, making it an invaluable resource for entrepreneurs and executives alike. With case studies and real-world examples peppered throughout, readers will not only learn the mechanics of financial transactions, but also the strategic considerations that drive success. The nuanced discussions on evaluating company worth, negotiation tactics, and post-merger integration are particularly useful for those looking to bolster their knowledge in finance or expand their business operations. Completing the Deal ultimately serves as a roadmap, empowering readers with the knowledge required to navigate the often tumultuous waters of corporate acquisitions and capital investment, ensuring they are well prepared to seize opportunities in an ever-evolving marketplace. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding mergers and acquisitions. Mergers and acquisitions, M&A, represent one of the most significant strategies for corporate growth and expansion in today's competitive business landscape. In this section, the book explores the fundamental concepts of M&A, demystifying the intricacies involved in the processes of merging two companies or acquiring one. Anderson discusses the economic rationale behind M&A transactions, outlining why companies seek to merge or acquire. To achieve economies of scale, diversify product offerings, enter new markets, or eliminate competition. He emphasizes the importance of meticulous planning and thorough due diligence to ensure that each deal aligns with the strategic objectives of the involved parties. Through illustrative examples, the author highlights successful mergers, revealing the underlying principles that turned them into win-win scenarios. Readers will also learn about the potential pitfalls of M&A, such as cultural clashes and integration failures, emphasizing the necessity for aligning organizational values and operational cultures post-transaction. This section acts as a foundation for understanding the broader discussion on capital raising and financial structuring.
Secondly, the capital raising process. Capital raising is a pivotal aspect of corporate finance, essential for companies aiming to fuel growth initiatives, undertake acquisitions, or restructure existing operations. This section of the book outlines the various methods available for raising capital, including equity financing, debt instruments, and hybrid approaches. Anderson explains the intricacies of each method, weighing the advantages and drawbacks. For instance, while equity financing dilutes ownership, it can provide necessary funds without the burden of repayment. Conversely, debt financing may not dilute ownership, but can impose fixed repayment obligations, impacting cash flow. The author offers insights into preparing for fundraising efforts by emphasizing the preparation of robust business plans, financial projections, and credible market analyses. Furthermore, Anderson guides readers through the stages of the capital raising process, from initial idea to closing the deal, underlining the significance of building relationships with investors and understanding their expectations. Also discussed are the legal and regulatory challenges that can arise during these processes, equipping readers with the practical knowledge to navigate such complexities effectively. Thirdly, valuation techniques. Valuation is a cornerstone of both mergers and acquisitions, as well as capital raising initiatives. A precise understanding of how to appraise a company's value is crucial for making informed decisions. In this section, Anderson delves into the various valuation techniques used in practice, such as discounted cash flow, DCF, comparable company analysis, and precedent transactions. He explains how each approach can yield different results based on the context and available data, indicating the importance of choosing the right method for the given situation. The author provides practical examples, illustrating how to perform these valuations and interpret their outcomes effectively. Anderson also addresses common pitfalls in valuation processes, such as overestimating future cash flows or misapplying market multiples. By focusing on the subjective elements involved in valuation, such as market sentiment and strategic value, This section offers readers a well-rounded understanding of how to confidently navigate the often subjective landscape of business valuation, an essential skill for making prudent investing and operational decisions.
Fourthly, negotiation strategies and M&A. Negotiation is an art and a science, especially in the high-stakes arena of mergers and acquisitions. In this section, Anderson explores the critical strategies that can sway the outcome of an M&A deal. He lays out fundamental negotiation principles, including the importance of preparation, understanding the other party's motivations, and establishing clear objectives. Readers are guided through various negotiation tactics that can be employed, like anchoring, where an initial offer becoming a reference point, or the importance of maintaining flexibility during discussions. Anderson further emphasizes the role of active listening and emotional intelligence in negotiations, asserting that understanding the human element can lead to more favorable outcomes. Additionally, the author discusses the implications of negotiation styles and how cultural factors can influence deal-making processes in international contexts. The section also highlights the need for post-negotiation strategies, emphasizing that a successful negotiation does not end with the deal, but includes managing relationships and expectations post-transaction. This practical exploration equips readers with essential skills that are applicable not just in M&A, but in various business negotiations. Lastly, post-merger integration and success factors. The success of a merger or acquisition does not solely depend on the deal itself, but is heavily influenced by effective post-merger integration. In this critical section, Anderson highlights the challenges that often arise when two organizations attempt to become one coherent entity. He discusses the importance of strategic planning and execution in guiding the integration process, detailing a framework that encompasses cultural alignment, operational synergies, and performance measurement. The author offers strategic insights into forming integration teams, setting clear milestones, and ensuring communication flows throughout the organization. Additionally, Anderson addresses the human element of integration, noting that aligning employee engagement and adapting to cultural differences can often be the difference between a thriving merged entity and one that fails to harmonize. He presents case studies of both successful and failed integrations, drawing lessons regarding the significance of executive leadership and employee inclusion in the process. By emphasizing the importance of a robust integration strategy, this section serves as a critical reminder of the need for ongoing diligence and adaptability in the face of post-deal challenges. In conclusion, completing the deal provides essential insights for a wide range of individuals, from aspiring entrepreneurs to seasoned corporate executives. For those who seek to expand their understanding of business acquisitions or look to secure funding for promising ventures, this book likely holds invaluable lessons. The comprehensive treatment of mergers and acquisitions prepares readers to face the complexities of these transactions with confidence and knowledge. Moreover, the insights on negotiation strategies, valuation techniques, and post-merger integration provide practical tools that can be applied in real-world scenarios. Readers walking away from this book will not only understand the theoretical underpinnings of M&A and capital raising, but also how to craft effective strategies that lead to successful outcomes. In an increasingly competitive market, the ability to manage and execute mergers or raise capital can be career-defining. Whether you are a business owner looking to sell or merge, an investor seeking competitive advantages in the market, or an executive involved in strategic decision-making, completing the deal equips you with the tactical knowledge that can benefit you not just professionally but personally, as it encourages critical thinking and strategic foresight in business-related endeavors. If you would like to support Matt Anderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.